Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
If the Lord came to you today and told you what His plan was for you, your spouse, and family's life, would you do it? I'm asking if you are willing to be like a Noah, a Moses, or a Joshua. I'm Charlene Steinkamp. If the Lord came to you and told you what His plan was for you, would you do it? Are you willing to be like a Noah who built an ark to save his family? Like a David who killed a giant? Or like a Mary who bore Jesus? Or be like a Paul who proclaimed the gospel to so many people, building churches on his missionary trips? I believe our Lord God is knocking on men and women's hearts around the world to pray and stand up for the sanctity of marriage. We have allowed the world to bring in their standards for the church and make our marriages disposable. God says He hates divorce. God can rebuild marriages. 20 years ago, I started listening to many people's opinions, but I never did go to my Lord for His wisdom and knowledge. I did not know that my Lord could or would speak to my heart, directing my footsteps. God does speak to His children. Seek Him, cry out to Him, asking Him for wisdom and knowledge. I divorced my husband and gave up on Bob and on my God because of my lack of knowledge of the Word of God. I did not know the power of the Holy Spirit or the love our Lord has for His lost sheep. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, we read, "My people are destroyed from lack of knowledge." Psalm 119, verse 66 says, "Teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I believe in Your commands." Bob and I are burdened that couples around the world do not know that God can heal hurting marriages. There is hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. In 1996, we put up our first billboards in Tennessee proclaiming that God heals hurting marriages. There's hope. We now have 6 billboards in Florida, Texas, and Missouri. We are praying that the Lord will multiply them to have at least 1 billboard in each state so that thousands of drivers will drive by each billboard, giving them knowledge that there is a God that they can turn to solve all of their problems. You and your spouse may have marriage problems due to many different reasons or circumstances, including family or financial problems, even different personalities or temperaments. But do you both know how to pray for restoration of your marriage? Now, your marriage is in critical condition, or would one of you say it was dead? I pray that you will stop asking questions and listening to your family or loved ones, your church or counselors, and seek the one, the only one, that knows the truth about your future, which is your Lord God and the Holy Spirit. You need wisdom, but you also need knowledge. Let's learn how to gain knowledge by learning the principles and precepts from the Bible. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, we read, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." How would you grade yourself in the subjects of wisdom and knowledge? Has the Lord been knocking on your heart's door to do something that everyone may think is crazy, but it's God's will and plan for your life? Tomorrow I will talk more about wisdom and knowledge, but today, may I challenge you to seek your Lord with all your heart for His answers and not the world's for your marriage, as God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.